The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a not-so-friendly neighborhood where safety is third, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week is not Nick Ramirez, because he's a flake, but we've got Chewy in the house. And making up for it in the back studio, it's Dogwater Dick and JB the intern, as always. He did good, my coffee cup was clean. And in the studio, we have a bunch of friends from a street near you. Avenue Q.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
We have a... What? That was a weird noise. Okay. We have a gaggle full of people in the studio, new friends that we've all made this week.
Yeah, there's a whole grip of people in here.
I've never seen so much hot puppet flesh in my life.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's wonderful. I'm kind of creeped out, I will admit. This is weird. At any rate, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're about to enjoy a wonderful holiday weekend. We won't be here next week, so I'm just letting you know here at the top of the show.
I'm on vacation.
Yes.
I'm not coming in from my vacation to do this stupid show.
Pussy.
I know.
So enjoy your holiday weekend, stay hydrated, get really drunk, and come visit me at Foxy Olive on the 4th of July.
Woo!
I'll be playing with Mike Reed. But more about that later. This past weekend, what did I do? Oh, yeah. I went to the hills of Virginia City.
Yes. Serious business.
Serious shit.
Yep.
With a bunch of other men.
Yep.
In the hills.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. I don't make hand gestures like that. Nothing
Sorry.
Like that happened while I was there.
Accidentally shoot a guy?
Well, accidentally could be kind of a
That could happen, yeah. Yes.
What a neat idea.
It's awesome. You'd love it. Shoot somebody.
But Satisfactory. We had a great doings this week.
Yes.
We have a bunch of... Our ranks have been swelled by a bunch of fine young lads.
Kind of 32 new brothers.
32, was it?
I think so.
Hell yeah, Satisfactory.
Yep.
So here's to all of you listening to the show, because I know there are some of you out there.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Welcome.
Oh, right, that too. Welcome. Yeah, no. Rick, what did you do?
Everybody drink. I recorded Decoy, and it was fantastic. They did 10 songs in less than 3 hours, one take each.
Well, how fun.
Those
you
guys
get to
are
talk
pros.
About this.
And yeah, because Nick's not here to say I don't care because he hates them. but yeah. No, it was really fucking awesome. So and they did it fantastic. They're so fucking professional. They just like laid down one take for every song live.
Nice.
Vocals and everything. And then they play it back. Sounds perfect. Move on. It was like, usually I can kick back while the band is fucking off and smoke my pipe and an asshole off, and I couldn't do that with them
while they're
at all.
Playing that tuning song?
Yeah, exactly, for an hour and a half. And and turns out I worked my ass off with them.
Yeah, they kept you on
fun.
Point. Let, didn't
right.
let you fuck off too
no,
much.
They know
the value of their money and your studio time.
Yeah. And they're just looking at their fucking watches while I'm like trying to get the next session ready, jumping over because they took less time to do each take than I took to get each thing ready, which is really unusual. Those guys are really professional.
Excellent.
And Nick hates them, so.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Well, Nick was with me in the hills on the weekend, so it was awesome.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, at any rate, let's...
Because we're late. We got to power through this.
Let's get to our guests. I'd like to welcome to the studio, first of all, some Bad Idea Bears.
Hi there.
Hi. We're your friends.
I think they're a boy and a girl. I'm not sure which is which.
I'm the boy.
Rory, you have to look between their puppet legs.
There's a way to tell, Rory.
Yeah. I could show you.
What if you have both?
That's a bad idea.
You're wearing those little
exactly.
bare denim shorts. I think you can keep those on. Yeah. Yeah, and those do look like nipples, young lady. Yes. Okay, great. I'd like to say hi to Princeton here.
Well, hello.
Hi, Princeton. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You have a great name.
I like it.
I like it. We also have a Katie Monster, or Kate Monster.
Thank you.
Kate Monster.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You look very cute.
Thank you.
And Mickey.
Nikki.
Nikki.
Hi. Hi
oh,
here.
Nikki.
Fucked it up, Rory.
Well, that's okay.
We don't want to get sued.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we don't want to get sued.
Well, the ceiling.
Oh, that's good. It's good to have a roof over your head. I can tell you from personal experience, it is very, very nice to have a roof over your head indeed. Yep.
What happens when you don't?
Oh, well, you know, there's dumpsters you can live in. You can try sleeping on friends' floors. But, you know, then after Gary Coleman kicks you out, then, you know, you pretty much have no other place to live but the dumpster.
And do you really consider Gary Coleman a friend?
Well, yes. I would say he's more of a landlord,
superintendent. Today.
But, he's a friend, I guess. Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No.
No, he's
As he is today.
Oh, poor fella.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Something happened to Gary? Yeah. Is Gary okay?
I think this might be a different Gary you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to say what happened last week.
Talking about Gary Coleman
from the Facts of Life.
Yeah. Well, what you talking about? Willis, that guy. Yeah, he's our superintendent.
All right. My bad.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, it's just not like maybe a midget and shoe polish.
Sure, it's not Webster.
Oh.
Fucking Webster.
I play the fifth.
Manuel Lewis?
Manuel.
Yeah. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Yeah. Manuel release Lewis.
So, why are you... You guys, I haven't seen you around town before, but I hear you have been singing. You're doing some shows or something soon?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's the deal? Where are you playing?
We'll be playing at the Knitting Factory on starting July 6th. And we're singing about our lives. It's kind of what happened when all the Sesame Street people, we idolized them. We grew up, you know, we started drinking. And
doing
that's
a lot
what happens.
Of drugs.
That's rad. Yeah.
So this is an adult puppet show.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You have to be 16.
Rad. It's like Sesame Street for adults.
Yeah. You have to be 16, so that means that our intern is allowed to listen to this show.
Yes.
Excellent. Dude, so what, do you have an opening song that we can hear?
Sure. Yeah,
great
sure.
idea.
Oh,
Rick.
Yeah, we'd love to sing that for you.
Set it up for me. What's this called?
This is called Avenue Q. Yeah, it's our theme
also
song.
Also the name of your play.
That's
correct.
Fitting.
Yeah, you know, Sesame Street has a theme song, and we have a theme song.
Sweet. Okay, so here it is.
Catchy.
That was fucking rad.
Yeah. Rad.
Really good.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
I didn't hear you guys sing.
It sounded like there were a lot more of you.
Yeah. Well, there are plenty of people
you
on
You guys can do
Q.
amazing things with your voices, I gotta say.
Thanks so much.
Can you do anything else with your throat?
You'll have to come see the show. I think my buddy Rod can do some pretty interesting things with his throat, but you'd need to ask him.
Oh, and then the creep.
Sexually.
Yeah, the creep factor just took off another 10 notches.
Yeah, this is kind of weird, huh?
So, but tell me about yourself, Nikki. What do you do?
Oh, well, I currently am looking for a job.
Good. Yep. Can you pass the, let's see.
Piss test.
There, thank you, Chewy.
The what test?
Piss test.
The piss test. Yeah. Not All on right. a Sunday night, but,
Honey, shh.
I'm going to tell.
You can't see this show.
Okay.
Maybe on a Thursday afternoon, before 5 o'clock,
about.
I might be able to pass one of those.
Cranberry juice. All
right. Anybody? So what are your qualifications?
I'm a pretty good temp. I'm a great friend. You don't want me to be your busboy because I'm not very good at cleaning stuff, I must admit. I could be a counselor, I suppose.
That's a good job. That pays well.
Though.
Do you give
our good friend Christmas Eve has 2 master's degrees in it, though. Yeah.
Do you give good hugs?
Oh, yes. I think I give pretty darn good you hugs. Could so what do you guys think? Yeah?
You could get a windowless van and go around and give free hugs away.
That's such a great idea.
It's a great idea. But
I like you, Bad Idea Bear.
Thank you. I like your flask.
Thank you. Would you like some of the flask?
Sure.
Yeah.
Party. Pass it around. Got some drunk bears in the room. Awesome. Rick, I apologize in advance for the holes in the wall. What about yourself, Kate Monster? What do you do? Are you monster around? Scare children?
Do you have a job?
I'm actually a kindergarten teaching assistant. I don't scare them, I hope.
That's good.
A monster as a kindergarten teacher?
The actual teacher is kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
Her name is Mrs. Thistletwat. She's the actual
that
teacher.
That scares me.
Yeah. I had her in third grade. I remember that.
Yeah. Florence Drake.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
That was actually her name. She's still taught there, even though the school was named after
her. She taught there from World War II until the 80s.
She didn't believe when the capital punishment was stopped, so it's fine.
Corporal punishment.
Capital, that's what I meant.
Capital punishment would be executing students.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Just whatever you do, don't pee your pants
like
in the class.
Yeah.
Did any of you go to a school like this? And what about you, Princeton?
Well, I just graduated college with my BA in English, and I've had a few temp jobs, but they don't really pan out because my voice kind of sounds depressing on the phone.
And how old are you, son? You look about 32.
23.
That's a lie. You didn't get through college in 5 years.
I tried. I fucked my TA, though, so.
Oh, well, then maybe. Okay.
What was his name?
Yeah, that's what he was singing into your ear all semester.
Desert you.
I like that song. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. That's a good song.
You could get a singing career there, Nikki. I think be a local entertainer. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
It's probably my favorite Eagle song.
I know.
Eagle song, yeah. Especially during that 82 season. let's go to another one of their songs. Chewy just threw me off entirely.
let's hear the one about the one character being gay.
Oh yeah, that's about my buddy Rod.
About the one character not being gay.
Well, you see, my buddy Rod, he swears that he's not gay, but I really think that he is. And I'm just trying to tell him that if he was gay, it wouldn't be a problem. I'd still be his buddy. So this is what I sang to him.
If you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey, I'd like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read.
If you were queer, I'd still be here. Year after year, because you're dear to me, and I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today, hey, guess what? I'm gay, but I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm a juice, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that is gross.
No, it's not. If you were gay, I'd shout, hooray! And here I'd stay.
La, 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 la.
Though I wouldn't get in your way, you can count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I'm not gay.
If you were gay.
Even I thought that was gay.
Honey.
Dirty cocksucker.
Honey, stop. Go to your room.
Faggot.
Hey.
Okay, now, Riku.
I like that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. She's a grammar lesson.
Unfortunately, she's mine. Oh, boy. This is getting more and more uncomfortable.
Hopefully, Rod finds his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope so. He's my best buddy in the whole world.
Yep.
It's really okay. Nobody cares anymore.
It's 1999 now. You can go ahead and just
be gay.
No,
Rick, quit trying to come onto the puppets, Rick.
And I mean that. Come on. Trying to come onto the puppet. It's hard to get the stuff out of that velour or whatever you're made of.
Terry cloth velour.
Oh, is that velvet?
I have. It,
you get used to picking the fur out of your teeth.
Oh my goodness.
So you guys.
Do you think it's that time?
Oh, yes, let's quiz early? Them.
Okay.
Oh, cool. We never had puppets on the quiz before, so let's go for it.
This is
going to
be a little different.
Okay. So let's have Rory's music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all blood and stuffing combined, this is the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you a series of random and uncomfortable questions and then judge you silently while I subjectively score you. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
I'm ready.
Okay. Girl, bad idea bear.
Yes.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, it was probably, I'd say... Celine Dion.
That's a bad idea.
I know.
That's some negative points. Princeton, you look like you were into some horrible music. What was the first album you ever bought?
I bought the Goodnight Saigon concert from Russia.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Is that Billy Joel?
That's Billy Joel.
Good taste, Princeton. Yeah.
Wow, that's even more negative points. Right. Okay. Kate Monster.
Hi.
Be the saving grace here. What's the first album you ever bought? This is your big chance to steal.
Well, I don't know if this will steal the show, but I got the album of The Titanic. My favorite movie.
It was only okay.
That's pretty much on that's par with terrible. Billy Joel.
No, I think that's way worse.
Downhill.
You think? Okay. I will give you an extra negative point for Rick there. Nikki, first album. What kind of music do you like? Yeah.
Oh, I like a lot of rock. I think my first album was Aerosmith.
Okay, awesome.
Not bad.
Which one?
Pretty awful.
I don't remember which album
what was
it was,
the song off
my
of
favorite
it?
Song was Pink. Is my new obsession. I like that one. That was a good one.
Okay.
This isn't golf. You guys got to get a higher score.
Yeah. Bad idea, boy bear.
Yes?
Same question to you. What's the first album you ever bought?
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Right. Yeah! That is a winning answer
there. That is a very good song. You know, I should have gone with that one.
Well,
yes.
Well, you can't go back in time and change the first album you bought, though.
I know, right?
I know.
We're going to jump into some other questions here. Bad idea, bear girl. How often do you masturbate?
Every day.
Every day. Good answer. I like that.
Gosh. Oh, come on. Everyone does it.
Princeton.
Well, that's what the internet is for.
All the time? Every
hourly?
Day.
Yeah, all the time.
All right, better answers. Kate Monster, you spend your time around kids. You better give us a good answer here.
I don't.
What the hell is that
disgusting.
Supposed to mean? Yeah.
I never thought of it.
That's a lie. let's see, Nikki.
I think touching my genitalia is a very interesting experience.
Wow. Minus 50. Bad idea pair boy.
That would definitely be every day.
Yay!
Is it okay if it's mutual? If you're, like, lying next to someone and...
I think
yes.
that still counts.
Cool. That does count.
All right.
Then
probably
that's something you
twice
can do?
A day.
Excellent.
Especially if you got beer boxes on your head. It's really,
right.
Yeah.
Then it's not even
you
gay.
Can't even look at
There's
each other.
There's no eye contact.
Can't see each other that way, so it's not gay.
So when searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords? Boy, bad idea, bear.
I would have to say things like group or hentai or maybe anal if I'm feeling it.
Awesome, good Work. Answer, Nikki. What inspires you to feel interested in touching your genitalia? I'm really scared of this
well,
answer.
Well, you know, upstairs our friend Trekkie. He's always making a lot of very silly noises when he's up there, and I hear him yelling things like horses. And I think that that might be a good one.
Dirty That's horses?
Oh. Yeah, horses and Asian girls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like
busty Asian beauty.
All right, that saved you a little. Kate Monster, do you ever look at porn on the internet?
I actually don't. And Trekkie Monster tried to make me once, and I couldn't even try. I couldn't do it.
Oh, come on, Mm-mm. Kate.
Well, I wouldn't watch horses having sex with Asian ladies either.
And you don't want to watch porn with anybody named Trekkie anyway. that I can guarantee
you.
He's
a pervert.
Mm-hmm. Princeton, you already cited the internet. What's your favorite search word?
Barely legal monsters.
Oh.
Barely legal.
Wow.
Wow.
It just got a little awkward in here.
And I'm sure all of those other ones are just accidental downloads that you thought that said she was 18, even though she didn't look 18 in the video.
As long as she said it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
S&A.
Rick, call the police.
Right.
Bad idea, bear, girl bear. Girl bear. Yeah, I'll just call you girl bear.
I guess it would have to be bestiality.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, the Care Bears.
Yes! You know who's a really attractive fella? That David Hasselhoff.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Knight Rider was awesome.
You wish this was golf, don't you? let me switch gears for a second here. What would your last meal on Earth be? Boy bear.
My last meal on Earth... It definitely has to have, like, steak and lobster and potatoes. Yeah. Brand. With a beer.
That's a good
Gotta
idea.
Gotta have some beer.
Fuck yeah.
Nikki?
I'd like to say a motherfucking bacon chili cheeseburger.
Wow.
With onion rings.
These are good-ass answers.
With motherfucking.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kate Monster, what's your favorite? What's the last thing you'd want to eat on Earth?
I would probably eat.
Somebody was about to snap your little puppet head off in a windowsill.
Oh, you could always sew it back on.
True.
Well, I'm sure the last thing I probably would have ate would be a vegan burger.
Oh, my God.
No. She's a pussy. Yeah.
She's got one.
Yum.
This bear is creeping me out. Princeton, yourself?
I was going to say Kate Monster.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You
just got put on the creepy list, though, I think. And she's writing it down in her notebook. I didn't know she...
She's smiling.
Is that a grade report on all of your friends?
You bitch.
Girl bear.
Well, I'd have to say that it'd probably be a roll of sushi, a vagina, and a glass of whiskey with a Drano chaser.
Boom. Well, nice. Then.
That's a great idea.
That's a complete last meal.
Taking life into your own hands.
Oh, yeah.
Drano Chaser makes it your choice.
Exactly.
Damn straight.
In all of history, Girl Bear, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh.
I mean, that's... fist
Sarah
fights
Palin.
Are not... Yeah? Sarah Palin.
That cunt.
Well, certainly opinionated there.
That's fine.
Princeton?
George Bush Jr.,
he's a cunt, too.
Yeah.
He didn't go far enough, right?
No.
Kate Monster.
I'll probably miss Thistle Twat, like, yesterday,
I would say. Excellent.
Feisty.
I'm going to send her a letter. Nikki?
I don't really like fighting. I'd like to consider myself a pacifist, but if anyone tried to hurt my best buddy, Rod, I'd probably conk him in the noggin. And then kick their balls or something. Yeah. Mm. No one messes with my best buddy.
Now, what if it was a guy who was wearing leather and had a collar that said Master on it?
Oh.
Who is hurting Rod?
I would. Like that.
Rod.
Get behind my dumpster and yell at him from far away.
Remember, as long as they have a safe word, it's okay.
Boy bear.
I will fight anybody who comes near me. Let's go. Anybody.
Chewy, try that out.
Come on.
I can't. Yeah.
I'll take you.
Later.
You can't handle all this fur.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Got a show to do.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, once. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
No.
I didn't do it.
Good answer. That's the best answer. And
I just found him here.
And for your final question, Girl Bear, how did you lose your virginity?
on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That does sound like a bad
Someone
idea.
Someone won me at the fair.
Yeah, fisting takes on a whole new meaning with these crowds.
Fisting a bear.
Princeton.
Well, it was prom night. I was 17. In my parents' house.
He was 34. Kate Monster.
Do you like it in your face?
Honey, get out of the room. Well, Kate Monster.
Back to bed.
Before Mrs. Thistletwat, there was this male teacher that, well, let's just say he's not teaching anymore.
Thistlecock.
Mr. Monstercock.
In college, I was in this play, and we got really high one evening after rehearsal. And the next morning, I woke up and I didn't have any pants on. But that's as much as I can attest to.
Wow. Romantic.
You bad idea bears need to take Nikki out some night
right.
soon.
Yeah.
And Boy Bear, how about you?
Well, I think I was probably too drunk and high to remember.
Excellent. That's Word. The way it should be.
We have something in common there.
And we're going to skip rapid fire unless... Do you have any last digs, Rick? Yeah, so, no, I'll do a quick rapid fire. Quick
well,
rapid
no,
fire.
I was, okay, yeah.
Don't you.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
Oh, AIDS.
AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
AIDS. Yeah.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Ginger.
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 Gay ginger.
Yeah. I like the way you think.
Party.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Elvis.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek's awesome.
Star Trek.
Damn. Star Wars got schooled in that one.
Trek heavy group.
Mountain Dew or meth?
Meth. Fuck yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, please.
Meth me up, baby.
Yeah. Your good idea, meth. Bears know what's up.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Oh, Coldplay.
Neither.
Coldplay. Pick one.
Coldplay.
I really like Nickelback.
Fuck you.
Pick one.
Oh, fine. Coldplay.
All right. Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Coldplay.
Still Coldplay.
Oh, Coldplay.
Cold sore.
I like these bears a lot better.
That is herpes, guys.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Nah. Vomit or explosive diarrhea?
Ooh, both.
Wow.
If you're doing it right. Yeah.
Likes it in both ends.
Princeton.
Vomit.
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 Explosive diarrhea.
Because then it fucks that guy with his hand up your ass.
Exactly.
Rain and poo.
I hate when my puppet has diarrhea.
I miss Jim Henson.
You know what? So do I.
All right. I think I'm done. And our clear... We have a middle of a pack, pretty much. There's a fairly tie game between Princeton, Girl Bear, and Kate Monster. And our clear big loser is Nikki, leaving the Boy Bear as the big winner
with
3,042 points.
Wow. That's right. Nikki, that's how you play the game.
Congratulations.
Nikki set a record low with negative 1,012.
That's lower than Dave Richards and Jackson put together.
Combined.
Was it the Celine Dion answer?
That's probably what people yeah.
No, it's mostly you being an awful prude.
Huh.
Right?
No, that was Kate Monster.
Oh, Kate got higher score.
Oh, she's
that's
totally,
terrible.
Yeah.
But she's nice.
After a few Long Island iced teas, I think she'll be okay.
I think she's just doing better because Rory Loosen thinks that puppet is hot.
Maybe.
She is a very attractive monster.
There's something about the clean
Pull the strings! Oh, wait. Whoa. Different movie.
Pull the strings!
That's a totally different movie.
Oh, God. That's such a weird one. Nobody's going to get that. I should put that as the clip at the end of the show.
Please do.
Pull the strings!
I got no strings.
Put that as the clip, as the card at the end of the show. Let's have another song, because I'm hot and sweaty.
Oh, and then after the song, can we talk to the people who have their hands in your butts?
Sure.
Awesome. Yeah. That would be super.
Okay, guys. Well, here's a song.
Wish you could meet my girlfriend who lives in Canada. She couldn't be sweeter. I wish you could meet her, my girlfriend who lives in Canada. Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover. And I eat email her every single day, just to make sure that everything's okay. It's a pity she lives so far away in Canada. Last week she was here, but she had the flu. Too bad, cause I wanted to introduce her to you. It's so sad, there wasn't a thing that she could do but stay in bed with her legs up over her head. Ow! I wish you could meet my girlfriend, but you can't because she is in Canada. I love her, I miss her, I can't wait to kiss her. So soon I'll be off to Alberta. I mean Vancouver. Shit, her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She's my girlfriend, my wonderful girlfriend. Yes, I have a girlfriend who lives in Canada, and I can't wait to eat her pussy again.
That was awesome.
That was rad.
You guys,
yeah.
So let's hear about
Puppet Masters.
Hey there.
Hey.
Unmasked.
Jesus. Hi. So you're doing a dirty
Unmasked.
Puppet show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
That's awesome.
Where does this come from?
This show originated. It's a Broadway show. It originated. Okay. It was written in the BMI workshop, which is a Broadway composing workshop, and opened in Broadway in 2004. And won the Tony Award, beating out Wicked, which everyone thinks would
Wicked was overhyped.
Yeah, it did.
And that was the one all of Middle America had wet panties for like a decade.
It won the Triple Crown for Best Music, Best Score.
It did Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very cool.
It's something that not very many people know, but it's a great show.
That's very cool.
It's very clever.
And you're part of Tahoe Players, which is making it happen here in the Reno, Sparks, Carson, blah, blah, blah area.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Cheers. Well, thank you.
Like, you're doing
way to bring excellent current cutting-edge theater to our community.
Where's that going to be playing at and for how long?
It's going to be at the Knitting Factory. It starts on July 6th, and it's going to be every Thursday through Sunday until July 20th, I believe.
At 8 p.m.
Is this affiliated with Our Town, or is it just
We are performing concurrently with Our Town. I'm not sure if we're actually on the bill as part of Our Town.
I think we are, yes.
I'm sorry, what nights is it again?
Thursday through Sunday.
July 6th.
Through the 20th.
Okay. At the Knitting Factory.
I might be able to go to the... I'm hosting a folk festival for 3 days during the middle of that as well.
Oh, please do come.
Homo.
I want to see what I can do. Because that's only 3 days. Your run's much longer. So.
And you can get tickets at knittingfactory.com.
Or you can get him at the Calneva, and I believe also Recycled Records.
And the show, is there like an
And there's this dude named Stu who hangs out at 4th Street by the bus station.
Don't
if you
get
follow
tickets
him in the alleyway, he won't give you tickets.
He'll give you something else, and it's called herpes.
Hey, can we introduce ourselves and who we play?
Yes. That was the next thing. So yes, please introduce. Let's get some voices and names here.
All right. My name is Sarah Turner, and I play the girl Bad Idea Bear.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks.
I'm Todic Barghouti, and I play Princeton.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Todic. It's close.
You're close enough.
Close.
I'm Melissa Brausch, and I play Kate Monster.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Joanna Dunlap, and I play Nikki.
Hi, Joanna. Hi. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Shauna Hafen, and I play the boy Bad Idea.
Yeah, awesome. The big winner.
Yeah.
You knew how to play that quiz.
So you guys do the puppeteering and the voices, too?
That's correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We sing, we dance, we have our hands up puppet asses. It's a great show.
So now, do you appear with the puppets on stage?
We do.
The curtain's drawn back
correct.
On all that.
It's not like the Jim Henson Muppet style where you would only see the puppet. You're actually seeing the actor as well as the puppet, mm-hmm. so you get to kind of see facial expressions from the actor, and there's a lot more freedom in movement and things for us. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you interact with the puppet cast, or is it on a world unto itself?
No, we aren't part of their lives. Yeah.
Okay.
There are human characters that interact with their lives, just as in Sesame Street there were certain humans.
Sure. But, Gordon and Susan. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we have Gary Coleman.
Luis.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's excellent.
Christmas Eve, who's a Japanese master degree holder in philosophy, right?
How about
therapy?
Yeah. Therapy, mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Mrs. Thistletwat, is she a live person?
No, that is.
She's a puppet.
A puppet, yeah. She is very fantastic, British young
I'm afraid
young
to see
woman.
That puppet.
So, yeah.
You should be.
She
is finally awesome. She looks down at you from her glasses.
I think her head is taller than her torso. Somewhere we have a picture of the Bad Idea Bear licking her pussy.
Yeah.
Well, then.
That sounds rad.
Everybody's got to get some.
Rick, make sure you get me those pictures as soon as you can. Oh, my goodness. Is it warm in here? Is it? Yes, it is. Well, thanks you all for being on the show today, and thanks for singing some songs. How many more do we have left?
At least one.
At least one? Okay.
And maybe two. We'll find out.
Well, cool.
Let's see. But at least one more.
Three. do you guys have anything you wanted to bring up, or should we just go straight to the song?
Well, why don't you go ahead and go straight to the song, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Sounds good.
I wish I could go back to college. Life was so simple back then. What would I give to go back and live in a dorm with a meal plan again? I wish I could go back to college. In college, you know who you are. You sit in the quad and you think, oh my god, I am totally gonna go far. How do I go back to college? I don't know who I am anymore. I wanna go back to my room and find a message in dry erase pen on the door. Whoa, 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 I wish I could just drop a class.
Or get into a play.
Or change my major.
Or fuck my TA.
I need an academic advisor to point the way. We could be sitting in the computer lab, 4 a.m. before the final paper is due, cursing the world cause I didn't start sooner, and seeing the rest of the class there too.
I wish I could go back to college. How do I go back to college? I wish I had taken more pictures. But if I were to go back to college, think what a loser I'd be. I'd walk through the quad and think, oh my god, these kids are so much younger than me.
Another great song.
Hey!
Thanks so much.
Really, there's so many more people here all of a sudden when you're singing. How big is the production?
I believe we are
110 people.
Yes,
right.
No, I think we're like 10 or 13.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
It's 11. A relatively close knit cast, which is really great for us. Mm-hmm. And we love to goof off and kind of ad lib lines at each other and try and make each other laugh and all of that kind of stuff. And it's good. We hang out afterwards sometimes. Cool. And
freebasing
with
gays.
Yeah.
The
champion
are our pink
art fags. They prefer to be called art fags.
Yeah.
If you come to the show every single night, you will hear a new line from the Bad Idea Bear, the pink one, how she kills
the
herself.
Girl. Yeah.
It is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So you do have a little written in ad lib?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. We do. Yeah,
that's my favorite part of the show.
We try and change it up every night just so that, you know.
That makes it fun, huh?
Yeah, it keeps
it fresh.
It good for us, yeah.
And before every show, each character is going to partake in, once a night, a new character is going to come out and do a little improv.
Pre-show.
Sing
warm up.
Yeah.
I think we have a puppet reading erotic novels. We have.
So if you went to see this show,
we have
multiple times.
A Broadway quiz.
Yeah.
And imagine this is a show where drinking is encouraged.
At the Knitting Factory, of
course. Well, besides,
there's a full bar.
By both the cast and the audience. But
there's a full bar, and I believe in the VIP section, there's bottle service.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bring it on.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of show where you could go see it multiple times and get a different experience every time, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you liked it once, you might like it again.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going
back. Catchy.
It was much better than Cats. I'm going to see it again and again.
Sorry, Cats kind of sounds like vomit.
Cats.
The songs are incredible. Written by the same man that actually did Frozen and also The Book of Mormon.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Book of Mormon, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's much more in the style of The Book of Mormon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very, very, very catchy music. Robert Lopez, just wonderful music.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. My daughter loves Frozen.
It'll get stuck in your head for sure.
Well, we had a friend come on a few weeks back and sing, what was the name of that? Do You Want to Be Somebody?
Do you want to hide a body?
No. Just do you want to build a snowman?
No, it was about, yeah, it was about being a loser, and she was a torch song singer.
Cool.
Oh, darn it, what was the name of that song? But when Nikki came in and sang it as a part of a burlesque show thing a couple weeks back.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Covered on a previous episode, ladies and gentlemen.
And that is from this musical.
Which is available online at WorshipPodcast.com.
Special.
That's it. Special. Yeah.
Yeah, one of our puppets, Lucy, she's a burlesque dancer.
Yeah, she's a whore.
We had an actual burlesque dancer sing that for us a couple weeks ago.
That's really cool. Bringing it back around.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't a whore, though.
Well,
no, hey,
all over Nate. So, poor Nate, the intern.
That's sweet.
She's engaged.
So, hey, but Nate's married.
He wasn't here.
Love the one you're with.
Any rate, wow, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've had a great show this week. I have to. I think we're all about to fall over from the heat. However,
it's terrible.
It's fucking hot.
And this next week we're going to be off. And I'm sorry, you guys. I'm on vacation. So
enjoy
it,
Rick.
But while you're from now, we'll do another show.
You got next week free. Go back and listen to some of our previous episodes, which are all available on WorstLittlePodcast.com.
I'm sure you didn't hear all of them, guys.
But while we're here at the end of the show, I'd like to remind you this coming Friday, the 4th of July, I'll be appearing with my special guest, Mr. Mike Reed, at First Fridays at Foxy Olive. We'll start about 9 o'clock and go until midnight. Why fight for a place to sit for the fireworks? Come on down to the Foxy Olive.
Foxy Olive's perfect location to watch the fireworks. It's right there across the river from the stadium.
Grab a drink, listen to some music, watch the fireworks.
Get all fucked up.
Also like to mention that this show is brought to you by our fine sponsors on South Wells, Reno Computer Fix. Check them out at renocomputerfix.net. They'll fix anything you got for a flat, low rate, and they have hot chicks and art on the walls.
Reno Computer Fix.
I should qualify, the hot chicks are not on the walls. Just the art.
They got hot chicks working there, though?
Yes. Very hot chicks.
Fabulous.
Hot, nerdy computer chicks.
All right.
Got anything else, Max? Huh? Bitch?
Fuck him.
Damn it. Also, since we won't be on next week, I'd like to plug the memorial to Pete Seeger, the Berner Morris Hotel Folk Festival, the weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Oh!
We've got a call!
Oh, we have a call from Chris Fox or the Vampirates.
All right, let's hear the story.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Chris Fox of the Vampirates. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rory. Thanks, man.
Everybody say hi to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
We have a bunch of...
There's a train going by. How are we doing?
Awesome. We were actually... I was just closing up the show, so your timing is perfect. What do you got for me? So in case you didn't know, the Vampirates have been in tour for a couple of months now. They did their pizza beer tour all over all of Europe and are now on the southeastern seaboard of the United States. Is that right?
Holy shit. There's a train going by. I can't hear anything.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're in the southeast.
Perfect.
Life.
Yeah, I just had a quick little story for you guys.
Excellent.
God damn it. So we were in St. Petersburg last night, or two nights ago. And I don't know if you recall, but we told you a story about how the cops in St. Petersburg one time thought we were trying to steal our own van.
Right.
Goddamn train.
Fucking Florida.
Just go with it. Go with it, man.
We can hear you fine.
Okay, we can hear you just fine.
All right, great. So we were in St. Petersburg a couple nights ago, and we stayed with the promoter. She was great enough to let us crash at her place, and we spent the night, and we were packing all our shit up in the morning, tossing backpacks and boxes of records back into the van. And so we leave town, and we get to Gainesville, Florida, and the girl who was promoting us gives us a call, and she's like, hey, so... the cops just came to my house, and they got a tip that your band was a bunch of terrorists loading boxes of explosives.
Holy shit. Wow.
And they raided her entire house.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck.
Like pulled everything apart, searched through the toilet.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Fucked everything up. So we might be, like, under surveillance from Homeland Security or something. I don't know.
Moral of the story, shave your beards.
Yeah, maybe take a shower.
Right. Quit wearing that towel while you drive through town on your head after a shower.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
Maybe stay the fuck out of St. Petersburg.
Yeah, the St. Petersburg police think we are terrorists, and they said we were going to go bomb the Gay Pride Festival.
That's funny, because you're all secretly gay.
I know, right? It's, like, so ironic.
Oh, my God, yeah. So St. Petersburg cops have it out for the vampires.
They really do.
Was it the same van?
Yeah.
You got to think about that.
No, I think it is a different van, actually.
Okay, so they are looking for you, not just the van.
I think there's a hater that's calling the cops.
Rick thinks there's a hater.
Like, they told the chick who put us up that, like, they know our license plate and they know who we are and, like...
Explosive.
So if we turn up missing, check federal jail.
We will stay on the case if I don't hear from you.
And remember, all press is good press. Just ask Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, thank you. If word gets out about that, then you guys could become extra famous.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, this might make you more famous. Yeah.
They can spend summers in Cuba.
I know, we were thinking about that. Like, now we've got a good press release. And we actually were contacted by a Tampa Bay newspaper.
Put that in the next review, that you are wanted by the St. Petersburg police.
Well, and, you know, federal authorities.
So we're going to flee Florida tonight and go to New Orleans.
You think? Hey, are you guys going through Lafayette?
We're playing in Baton Rouge.
Okay, all right, well.
Pretty close.
Yeah, you won't see anybody I know, so fuck it. Nah. Well, hey,
we're playing in New Orleans with DI, Legendary Punk Rockers.
That is pretty awesome.
Rad.
You guys, that's a huge score. I want them to play Richard Hung himself.
I'm sure they will.
Tell
them I love them in suburbia.
Rick loved you. Rick says to tell them he loved them in suburbia, not you, but him.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah. We look forward to seeing you guys in a few short weeks when you get back to town here.
Absolutely.
When's that going to be? The 26th?
Yeah, the 26th of Jubs.
Excellent, excellent. We look forward to seeing you there, brother.
Fuck yeah.
Give my love to the kids.
All right, will do.
Bye, Chris.
Cheers.
Oh.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
Guys, make a Reno proud.
He gets all the points for badassdom.
Oh, the vampires are badass. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
I saw their show once and I thought they were terrorists too.
Yeah, you should see it. Chris is that giant crazy, he doesn't comb it, punk rock beard thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, is it like Mumford & Sons long beard?
A little bit. Like, it's
wild. Doesn't look that clean.
It's very thick and dark, and he has squinty eyes. He could look Asian. Yeah. He could look Middle Eastern.
They've been on the road for a while.
He could look like he's from the South. You just don't know.
Apparently, he doesn't look like he's from the South because they got terrorists
around her.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them people?
But they are badasses. International badasses.
Apparently. If you're wanted by the police, you're badass.
Yeah.
Rick, you were. Never mind. That's a whole other long story.
They never wanted me. They had me.
The high school. The FBI following you around the neighborhood.
Yeah, never tell a gay friend that you have information about missing children.
That's not good.
They will call. The
Even in
the
jest.
The FBI will follow you, and then you'll get questioned.
Well, I've definitely been investigated by the FBI, too, so it's okay.
Hey.
We're like brothers, though.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder if we have anything else in common.
Well, it's just, you know, ethnic profiling. But
how
whatever.
Long is it? That's a rather personal question. He means how long has it been? At any rate, I'm dropping my phone here. Okay, this is the end of the show. Fuck it. Don't forget, so Foxy Olive on the 4th of July, the Folk Festival at the Morris Hotel on the weekend of the 17th through 19th. And then the following weekend, we've got Vampirates. And then during that entire time, any of those weekends, you can also catch Avenue Q at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hot puppet action.
It's the beginning of our town, ladies and gentlemen. There's a whole lot of shit happening in Reno over the next 31 days.
Get downtown and check it out.
Do something. Mm-hmm. Support your local
Get
art
out
community.
Of your apartment. Right now.
We have so There's much cool outside. Stuff right now. I mean, we always do, but it's all like exposing itself.
Maybe take some acid and sleep in the park.
Yeah. Inside, it is peeling back the dirty trench coat of the Reno art scene and flashing its naked white goodness at all of you. And by white,
By white, I just mean untanned. I don't necessarily mean white.
Right.
No, I just painted myself in a corner with that one.
Namaste. Yeah.
That patchwork kilt, quilt of the girls whose skin I cut up and sewed. No, shit, not that story.
He's a little bit high.
Honey, stop. I don't need your help right now. Ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Dogwater Deck, Rick Spagnola, and JB the intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Pull the string.
Dogwater Studios.
Dance to that which one is created for.